Like I said, I enjoyed the song service tonight and appreciate what we've been able to feel. I appreciate the Spirit being with us every night this week. It seems like every time we walk through the doors of the church this week, you can feel His presence, and I'm thankful for that tonight, and I've been thankful for it all week. And sometimes, you know me, I ain't no great scholar. I'm not the smartest person in the room ever. And a lot of the times when I read my Bible, I guess it's supposed to be this way. I know it is, but I don't learn nothing, Randy, unless the Lord intervenes while I'm reading. Yeah. And I find myself a lot of times, church, trying to search God's Word for something that I've never seen before, or something that maybe I hadn't preached on before. I find myself searching for all this stuff, and it seems like every time the Lord gives me a thought to get up and deliver, it's always something that I'm familiar with tonight. It's something that I'm familiar with. It's something that I feel like I can stand on with confidence tonight. And that's where I found myself. The day I got saved, I realized that I had found something that I was now familiar with. I had found something, Brother Bruce, that I could stand on, that I could build my life on, that I could put my family on with me, because there ain't no way that I was going to get knocked off of it anymore. Thanks be unto God. I got to thinking today as I was reading, and yesterday as I was reading, about all these big things, that these new things I wanted to learn, and it was like the Lord was telling me, son, just keep it simple tonight. That's all that this is. The Word of God, Brother Landon, is as simple enough that a child can understand it tonight. And we've got evidence of that this week. There's evidence been in the church house this week. Ain't it good to say, church, when you've been in revival and it gets later in the week, that we've got evidence of the Lord here this week? We got a little bit of evidence tonight, and I'm thankful for that. Amen. I'm not no great scholar, church. I'm not Brother Stephen. I'm not Brother Randy. I'm neither of these men. I'm not Earl. There's words that I can't pronunciate very well in that book. There's things that I sometimes still don't quite understand unless the Lord intervenes. But what I've learned is the same time that I got saved, it was something simple, amen. When I got saved, I understood it clearly. And when I read the Lord's book, I realize that when He opens it for me, it's simple and easy to understand tonight. Easy. I got to thinking about keeping things simple. Getting somewhere that was familiar to me. That's what I've been thinking on it, Brother Steve. I've been thinking about something, things in my life that are familiar. Think about it, church. Places that are familiar to you. Home. They say love makes the home. Yeah, that's true. But we're comfortable there because things are familiar tonight. Yeah. Ain't that how it is? Things are familiar in our home. We're comfortable. We'll walk around with bare feet. We'll eat like we don't eat in a restaurant because we're comfortable. I want to find myself with the Lord being comfortable tonight. I want the Lord to put me places, thanks be unto God, that's familiar to me tonight. Because that is where I find my comfort tonight, Brother Bruce. That's where I find my comfort, church. Comfort's a big thing in this world, wouldn't you think so? Think about it. Everything that we do in life, we do better when? When we're comfortable, amen. We sing with the God. We sing for God better when we're comfortable up there. We pray better when we're at home in our secret place because we're comfortable in there. And it's familiar to us tonight. You can search this book for all kind of new things as much as you want to. But you know what? For Clint Somerville, I'm going to do what's familiar. I'm going to stay where the Lord allows me to be comfortable. And I've learned, church, that that still works. it still works. We find ourselves, and it's everybody. All the churches throughout the land tonight, they're trying to bring something new. They're trying to bring something nobody's ever heard. Well, thanks be unto God. I'm thankful for that old time way tonight. I'm going to read some scripture to you tonight, church. And guess what? It's real familiar scripture, amen. But let me tell you what the Lord will do for you tonight. The Lord showed me something I'd never seen and something that I've seen 1,000 times. Because that's where I find my comfort. That's where I find it. He is good, Brother Randy. He's been good all week. We can leave Mountain View Baptist Church when tomorrow night's over with, and we can surely say it's been good to be here this week. It's been good. I hope that you realize I don't think I'm nothing tonight. I prefer everyone over me. I got asked by Brother Randy, would I help in this revival? And I'll be honest with you, church, I leaned over to Landon last night. Tonight I did, and I said I wouldn't mind a bit if the church took over. I wouldn't mind. Because it's not of me. It ain't of Brother Randy. It ain't of Abram. Landon, they were some children that got saved the other night when you delivered a message. But you know what? It wasn't Brother Landon. Jesus Christ intervened in their life, and they realized they were somewhere they found themselves familiar and comfortable. If you want to read some scripture with me tonight, church, I ask tonight, church, that you do what I heard you, pastor, say one time in a brotherhood. I pray that you ain't just looking tonight. I pray that you're seeing tonight. And I pray that you ain't just hearing, Brother Landon, but you're listening to the Word of God tonight. That's my prayer for us tonight, church. It's been a pure joy to be here. I should be as happy as anybody else. But you know what? When you love like you're supposed to, yeah, my little baby boy got saved, but I'm still toting a burden tonight. There's still a need. We've had evidence of it. We've had evidence of God saving, and we've had evidence of troubled waters tonight, Brother Landon. Take heed. Don't just be looking tonight, be seeing. Don't just be listening, Brother Bruce. Hear like God intends us to hear tonight. You know how you do that tonight? It ain't through your eyes, it ain't through your ears, but it's through your heart, amen. It's through your heart tonight. You say, preacher, how can I hear through my heart? Well, I'll tell you what, you ask a little 5-year-old boy how he heard through his heart the other night. He described it for us. What'd he say? He said, I couldn't hear him, but I could feel him. Amen. Amen. He could feel the presence of the Lord. He could feel it. He could feel it. Your waters don't get troubled unless what? Something touches you tonight. Amen. That's how you trouble some waters. I can't go to a pond out there, Brother Randy. I'll get to my scripture in a minute. I can't go to a pond out there and start yelling at it and see the ripples come alive. I gotta touch it tonight, amen. I'm here to tell you, I'm just a man called by God to be a willing vessel tonight. And I feel like as everybody, as Christians, if we'll find ourselves in a place where we can be willing tonight, Brother Landon, that's where we need to be. I'm just going to preach what's closest to my heart tonight. I love you, church. My waters have been troubled this week because I know there's waters of others in here that's been troubled this week. Amen. When you get to a church, I tell you what, it ain't just the preacher, man. The whole church should be helping me carry these burdens tonight. We should be praying tonight. We should be here looking for the Lord to intervene. Amen. The Lord will intervene. That's what He does. That's how He saves us. He intervenes in somebody's troubled life, and they realize that that light is shining round about them. If you want to read with me tonight, I'm just going to read just a few verses out of St. Luke chapter 15. I think I'll read starting verse 11, and I may read the end of the chapter. I don't know. I'll stop when the Lord tells me to tonight. Give you a second to get over there. Luke chapter 15, starting in the 11th verse. When you look at it, I know that every preacher in the world's preached about this story. I know that everybody that's ever testified's probably testified about this story. I know that every one of our testimonies can be seen in this story tonight. Everybody's testimony, boy, girl, man, or woman, can be seen in the story of the prodigal son tonight. Amen. But with the Lord's help, I'm going to try to show you what He showed me that may be a little different. At least it was a little different to this old unsmart, uneducated boy. It's a little different to me, and I'm thankful tonight that the Lord can still speak to His children. Amen. As we read, the Bible says in verse number 11, chapter 15 of the book of Luke, the Bible says, "And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me that portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living, I apologize. And when he had spent all there, arose a mighty famine." Listen, church, when he had spent it all, Brother Earl, all of his inheritance was gone, there arose trouble. That's what the book's telling us right there. Listen, there arose a mighty famine in the land. And listen here, and he began to want tonight. How many of us, I'll get back on the scripture in a minute, how many of us has been somewhere this week here in this church, down at the altar in our pew, where we have began to want tonight? Yes. There's been a few. We've seen it with our eyes. Bible says, "And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent unto them in the fields to feed the swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him." I'm going to stop again, church, because when you find yourself lost and undone, that's exactly what the world will do to you tonight. They'll send you out in the fields with the swine, and you'll be eating dinner with them.
Amen. Amen.
Do you want to find yourself in old hog pen eating scraps tonight? Well, that's where you are. If your waters have been troubled tonight, you can see yourself in a swine pen eating with the hogs. Amen.
Amen.
That's where you are. That's what the Bible says tonight. "And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off," listen, church, "when he was yet a great way off, His father seen him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven in thy sight, am no more worthy to be called thy son. Listen, but the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe, put it on him, bring a ring and put on his hand and shoes on his feet tonight, and bring hither the fatted calf, kill it, let us eat and be merry. And I believe that's all I'll read tonight. Let me tell you what the Lord showed me with this scripture right here. The Lord showed me that the prodigal son, of course, found himself down there in the hog pen. He realized where he was. He found himself wanting. He was finding himself wishing he was back home. Where did he go tonight? He went back to where there was some things that were familiar and where he found some comfort. Amen. Familiarity. Comfort. That's where he went. You say, preacher, I don't know if that's too true. That's what the Lord showed me. You can read the same book that I seen. See, what I said earlier, it's simple tonight, Brother Earl. You got some familiarity in your life. Get to where you're comfortable. Cry out to the Father. Amen. You know what he'll do? It don't matter that you've been in the hog pen. It don't matter that you're black and tarnished. It don't matter that when you fall on your knees, you find yourself in a million pieces. He'll tell the self, get the best robe, put a gold ring on his hand, and kill the fatted calf. Amen. Amen. That's the God that we serve. Amen. It's simple, church. It's simple. The other night, you know, we were sitting here in the church service, Brother Landon. There was a sister that got up on this side of the church. She walked right down through here and she passed right here and she went right over there to that pew right there to that altar. Landon leaned over to me and said, she's got her spot, amen. She's got some things she's familiar with over there. She could have went right here and walked by it. She went where she was comfortable.
Amen.
I don't know for sure, Landon, but I bet the Lord done something for her over there. Ain't that how it works? You kill a big deer, you go sit in the same tree. You catch a big fish, you throw it under the same branch, amen. You hit a home run, you use the same bat. We do as humans what's familiar and comfortable with us tonight.
Amen. Bless your heart.
I got to thinking about old Zacchaeus. Bible says he was a man of small stature. He wanted to see Jesus. Ain't that what it said? Well, let me tell you something about God. There ain't no coincidences in this book. He was small stature. I bet that man had been climbing trees his whole life. Amen. And the Lord has just placed a tree just in a spot that he could climb up and see Jesus tonight. There was some familiarity there. He knew how to get to the top of that tree. He knew that he was short, but if he got up there, he knew he could see. Would you have it if I told you he wasn't looking through his eyes in the top of that tree? Zacchaeus was looking through his heart tonight. He was looking through his heart, church. These little babies that's been up here, I'm not talking about the ones that got what they were looking for. I'm talking about the babies that fell down in this altar this week and got back up and sat in the pew. I want to tell them the Lord's wanting them to know that it's simple tonight. You might not have got, they might not have got what they were looking for the other night. But they some familiarity down there now, thanks be unto God. I bet you they picked up some smooth stones the other night. What'd Brother Josh say the other night? He said, we better go down to that still water a few times. We better go down there a few times by the brook. Why'd he say that, preacher? So that we can rigor out what we're looking for and maybe get a little bite of something each time until the Lord's fed us enough so that the journey ain't too great. Amen. Ain't that what you said the other night? I got to thinking about Jonah. I know I said something to him the other night about Jonah. But you know what Jonah did? Jonah knew what he should do, and he found himself crying out from the belly of hell. And what did he do? He did something he was familiar with. He did something that he knew would work tonight. What happened when he got back where he needed to be, Brother Randy? He got to where some things were familiar. He got to where something was comfortable that he had done a time or two. The Lord spit him out on dry land. Amen. I got to thinking about when the Ark of the Covenant crossed the river. I got to thinking about how they picked up some stones and set them over there. Why? So that when the children would come behind them on down the road, there would be something familiar there. Amen. Ain't that what we're supposed to do? Ain't we supposed to be leaving some stones along these church benches so that when the children find themselves in a way where their waters are troubled, they can see something that they're familiar with tonight? Amen. I think about Job. Look, this is what the Lord's given me. I'm sorry, but this is it. I know it's familiar stuff, but he's a familiar God tonight. I got to thinking about Job. People telling him, curse God and die. Look what you're going through. What did Job do? He kept doing what he was comfortable with. Job kept doing what he was familiar with. And what happened in the end? Everything was given back to him tenfold. I also got to thinking about Abraham. I got to thinking about Abraham when he went up there with Isaac. Getting ready to slay Isaac. He was willing to do what the Lord wanted him to do. But he knew that familiar God that we serve would provide. Amen.
Amen.
You want to know how you be an upright, righteous Christian? You want to know how your faith grows stronger? Stay familiar with God tonight. My little boy was asking me, Randy, what about when the devil comes in my life? I said, you stick close to God and let him stay behind you. Amen.
Amen.
Stay familiar with God. Abigail showed me a video last night off some movie. There was a little boy that had deformity of the face. He was crying because he was getting bullied and he was ugly and beaten and battered. And his mama told him, you're beautiful, baby. He said, no, I'm not. She looked at him and said, this right here is the map to show us where we're going tonight. And this is the map to show us where we've been. Full of scars. Ain't you? Ain't you full of scars tonight, Bruce? But you know what you got? We got something in familiar. We got something in common tonight, church. We all serve a familiar God. We can all get over in the hands of the Lord where it's comfortable tonight. What did the Bible say? Jesus said, I must go away, but I will send a comforter to you tonight. That's what he did. What do you think it is when I got a shouting the other night? I wouldn't do that just out in the world out there in everyday life. When I got over in the hands of God, I felt comfortable. I was in my little place and I realized that I was with the Lord.
Amen.
I was comfortable.
Amen.
That's where we got to be. I'm here to tell you tonight, if you find yourself in a place in your life where you're comfortable, where you got some things, where you're familiar, you won't have to worry about being scared to do something for the Lord. It'll just happen. Amen. That's what happens. It just happens. I sat over here the other night and I watched Wilder inch closer and closer to the edge of that pew. And then all of a sudden he finally stepped down. And when he stepped down, he floated down there. Because it was easy then. He was comfortable. You know why? Why was he comfortable then, preacher? Because he had done got in the hands of God. That's where he was. Wilder and that little baby was in the hands of God when they come out here to get it. They were comfortable. That's why children can understand it, amen. Because God lets them be comfortable. God lets them be kids. He don't expect them to preach or pray some great thing. He expects them to get down there, get comfortable with him, and love him, amen. And if you do that, and you ask, you will receive tonight. I don't think when Moses was put in that river, I ain't no coincidences in the Bible. Pharaoh's daughter. She was comfortable and familiar with that river, Brother Earl. The Lord knew just where to put Moses, where somebody was familiar with some things and could get him safely through. She put him there, and look at the man that he become tonight.
Amen.
That's what happens. Get comfortable. You say, preacher, it ain't always easy to get comfortable. What'd you say last night? What's in the way of you being comfortable with the Lord? Is it you?
Yeah.
You're the reason. That prodigal son, he found himself wanting. There's a word in the Bible that's called tekel, T-E-K-E-I-E-L. You know what that word means? That word means that you've been weighed in the balances and you've been found wanting tonight. Is that where you at? We've been here for 5 nights already. There's some waters that are still troubled. I'm here to tell you that the only way that those ripples will go away, you get over in the hands with a familiar God. Why is he familiar to the lost? Because they're in here with us. They see what he's been doing for people, and they see him moving tonight. Familiar. Comfortable. You go home and lay on your mattress tonight. I bet your mattress is comfortable, ain't it? But you go get on a old hotel mattress that's got springs the size of Texas in it. I bet you'll toss and turn all night. Well, that Bible tells me the Lord will give you rest tonight. And if you ain't on something that's comfortable tonight, you find peace with the Lord and he'll let you rest tonight. Amen. You'll be able to go home, crawl in bed, and get some short night sleep. But you got to get comfortable. We're already somewhere tonight where it's familiar, church. Everybody in this church should be familiar with where we're at tonight. Everybody in this church should be familiar with what got sung tonight. Everybody in this church should be familiar with the prayers they heard, the testimonies they were given. They should be familiar with the gospel getting preached. Amen.
Amen.
Lord told me you ain't got to be no great scholar. You ain't got to be no great scholar to understand when the Lord gets to moving in your life. All you got to do is realize that your waters are troubled. You're standing in the need of help. You need somebody to help you get you through. You get down there in that old pew and you start praying. Get over in the hands of God and he'll let you find comfort tonight.
Amen.
As we get a verse of a song, I believe that's about as far as I can go. Get over in the hands of God tonight. And if you find yourself down here in the hands of God tonight, all you got to do is ask him to what you want to ask him anyway. They know what they want when they go down there. They sack themselves out tonight. We serve a simple God tonight. We don't serve no Einstein. We serve somebody where you can go down there and cry tears of sorrow and he'll turn them into tears of joy.
Amen.
That's the God we serve. I know sometimes for the little kids it must be intimidating. I know sometimes for the little kids when they find themselves down there, they feel like everybody's just staring at them. I wish that they just understand that we're looking at them and praying with them because we love them and we know where they're at because we're familiar with it tonight. We're doing these things in the church house. We're helping with revivals. We're singing because we're familiar to where we used to be. Amen. Familiar. You know why a testimony for somebody's so good? I'll tell you why a testimony's so good and it helps just about anybody. It's because we're all familiar with what God can do. Ain't it good to hear somebody's testimony you may never heard before and see what God did for them? The great thing about it is there's probably 100 people in here tonight. I guarantee you, they ain't one testimony alike, but yet they're all similar, ain't they? They all got one common denominator. That common denominator is the Son of God, Jesus Christ. He saved everybody that's been saved in this room. And if you find yourself lost tonight, if you got a knot in your throat, if you're scared, if you don't know what to do, that same Jesus can be a common denominator to you.
Amen.
You can go home tonight having something in common with us. You can go home tonight, Brother Landon. Would you have it that they could go home tonight and come back comfortable tomorrow? They could go home tonight and come back to the church house tomorrow with something that's familiar to them, Brother Bruce. You might find yourself in church tomorrow night getting where I got Monday night and shouting your heart out because you're familiar, because you're comfortable, and most of all, because He loves you and He saved your soul. Amen. But you can also, listen, you can also listen to a sing, maybe watch a few people come down there and pray, and then you can get out of your pew, shake me and these other brethren's hand at the door and say, we'll see you tomorrow. But what if I told you that without a shout of a doubt, when you walked out that church tonight, you and your husband, you and your mama, you and your sister was going to get hit by a truck out here and you was going to be dead? Well, I'm going to tell you something that probably ain't going to be very popular, but if your waters have been troubled tonight and that happens to you, you are going to hell. That's where you're going. I don't like preaching that because people don't like preaching it. They don't want to hear it. They want to hear happy thoughts, but it's the truth tonight.
Amen.
If your waters have been troubled, if you've been down to the altar and you should have got something, you should have told Him, save me, God, and you got up and went back out there, if I told you you was going to die tonight when you went out those doors, would you come and get it?
Amen. Sure.
Everybody come get it then, wouldn't they? What they don't realize is that when them waters got troubled a few nights ago, they've been dead ever since. Would you have it? They've been walking around amongst the living while being dead. They don't know what the joy of life is no more. They don't have no joy. I bet you they ain't had too good of days throughout the week. That's how the Lord works. If you went out there tonight and you knew you was going to die, would you come down here and pray and ask the Lord to help you? You would. But we don't know that, Brother Randy. I can't tell you if you're going to die tonight. I can't tell you if you're going to be able to make it back for tomorrow night. But what I can tell you is that you can come get something to where that no longer matters.
Amen.
Would you come?
Amen.
As we sing.